The insurance industry markets critical illness insurance in basic, comprehensive, and enhanced plans. Most basic plans will cover three conditions, which account for approximately 90% of all claims: heart attack, stroke, and life-threatening cancer. A comprehensive plan incorporates these basic illnesses, plus over 20 serious illnesses, disorders, and surgeries. The illnesses covered in a comprehensive plan differ somewhat from company to company. Some of the more typical coverages would include Alzheimer's disease, coronary bypass surgery, ALS, and Parkinson's disease. As well, many comprehensive plans offer an early intervention benefit, which provides a percentage of the allowed coverage when one is diagnosed as being in the early stages of very specialized cancers, such as ductal carcinoma in situ of the breast and stage A prostate cancer. As well, an early intervention benefit may be available for coronary angioplasty. Various other benefits, such as access to best doctors, is often included in these comprehensive format plans. An enhanced policy, which is offered by some companies, adds a loss of independent existence condition to the comprehensive plan. Loss of independent existence refers to the inability to perform 2 out of 6 activities of daily living. For example, bathing, dressing, feeding, toileting, transferring from bed to chair or vice versa. Continence of bladder and bowel or a cognitive impairment, which causes a loss in intellectual ability as evidenced by a deterioration of memory, orientation, and reasoning. Generally, we recommend that our clients purchase long-term care insurance to cover off a loss of independent existence condition. But I mention it here as it is a critical illness insurance option.